What is going on, beautiful people? On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to get a narcissist to leave you alone. That's a question, isn't it? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So boom, welcome back, folks. Yes, how do you get a narcissist or toxic person to leave you be? How do you get them to leave you the hell alone? That's the question, is it? Yeah, I think this might be one of the most asked questions in all of narcissisticdom, the world of narcissism. Like, because people want to be left alone. You are a human being. You want your space. You want your time to heal. You want your time to grow. How do you get them to leave you alone? And yeah, I need to be upfront about this, because this doesn't work for every narcissist. There are some narcissistic people, some toxic ass people, who just will not leave you alone. You know, some of them become obsessive and do things to you, pop up on you, and things like that. Like, some of them will do that. So, one of the ways to get narcissists to leave you alone, right, is to just become boring to them. You become boring to them and no longer give them that narcissistic supply, right? Whatever, and this takes a little thought process right here. It might not take a lot of thought, but this takes a little thought. What are they getting from you? Ask yourself that question right there, because that can help you get to the point of understanding how to become boring, how to cut that off, how to cut off the narcissistic supply that this person is getting from you, right? So ask yourself that question right there. What are they looking to get from me? What are they after? You know, what type of validation are they receiving from me? And then cut it off. See, I'm not telling you to cut it off abruptly, because sometimes cutting off abruptly can cause a visceral reaction, and some people should be afraid of that. But cut it off. Even if you have to turn it off slowly, turn it off. Some of them will become bored with you and leave you alone because they're not getting that narcissistic supply. They're not getting that validation from you that they're seeking. You're not giving them what they need to survive and whatnot, right? So they will do that. Some of them will leave you alone just based on that right there. Because if it's financial supply, you cut that off, then they might leave you alone. Sometimes they'll become more aggressive. They need that money. They need that shmoney. They need that money in their hands, right? They need that money. They need a hit. So they'll keep bothering you for money, begging you for money or whatever. You know, if it's housing supply, if it's shelter, you can't even say shelter supply. If they have nowhere else to go, hey, this is my thoughts on it right here. Especially if they're treating you badly and they didn't have to. They're like choosing to treat you badly, right? And they have nowhere else to go. That's on them. Yeah, that's on them. The fact that they're like, I'm going to be homeless. I have nowhere else to go. This is a good way to look at it right here. And this is not me trying to pick on homeless people, but narcissistic people that are treating you horribly, that don't have to be homeless, they just acted correctly or treated you right. Yeah. So in this situation, you can just say, hey, look, you're not homeless. It's like when you're homeless, you have everywhere to go. You know, the world is your oyster. Your world is your homeless, toxic, narcissistic oyster. Go live it. You know, go seek it. Because cutting that off, y'all, whatever they're getting from you, if it's bedroom supply, cheek clapping supply, cut it off. You have to have some discipline here. If you don't have discipline, you're going to lose. And that's just me being realistic for you, with you right there. If you don't have any type of discipline in your life to be able to cut this person off, to be able to not deal with this person, you're just going to lose. You just are. And that's just me being realistic right there. You're going to lose. Like, you have to have discipline in all of these matters, right? But especially sexual discipline. If you don't have sexual discipline, you're going to lose, because it's the best I ever had. I just can't live without it. Oh, you're going to lose 100 out of 100 times. You just are. So you have to have that discipline. Cut off the supply, right? Cut off the narcissistic supply. Cut off the toxic supply. Whatever supply that they're getting from you, financial, sexual, friendship. You helping them whatever it is, helping them supply, whatever it is. Stop validating them. Make them feel less validated, and a lot of them will leave you alone. Another thing you can do, y'all, and this is going to be the most abrupt way. Sometimes you have to force them to leave you alone. And this is for the more obsessive, dangerous, narcissistic person, right? You have to force them to leave you alone. How do you force them to leave you alone? They're bigger and stronger than me. 911, call the police. This is your local police department. Arming yourself, doing whatever it takes to protect yourself. Get, like I said, filing restraining orders if need be, enforcing said restraining orders. Don't just get a restraining order and don't enforce if they pop up on you. You have to get, sometimes you have to force them to leave you alone. Exposing the threat of exposure. Let me say this too. Make sure you use discretion, because some people don't want to be exposed. Some people don't want to go to jail. Some people will try to harm you. Some people are dangerous. So use discretion and protect yourself at all times, right? But literally, you have to force them to leave you alone. And by forcing, I mean, sometimes you have to call the police, y'all. Sometimes you have to call the police. Sometimes you have to do things like that. Sometimes you have to get a restraining order. Sometimes you have to call some people don't like for you to call their parents or whatever, expose them to their brothers or sisters. Some people don't like for you to post about it online. That you might have to expose them. Sometimes that forces them to leave you alone. You have to. And exposure is a whole different category. I lumped it into forcing it, because sometimes exposing them can force them to leave you alone, right? Because they don't, now they're embarrassed. Now they're licking their wounds or whatever. But sometimes, like I just said, some of them will get angry at self. Some of them will become mad as they'll become mad as they'll become fiery, hot, and angry. And there's in order to mitigate the anger, you have to be able to protect yourself. So get a restraining order, enforce it. Don't drop the restraining order, right? Because please drop the restraining order. I'll leave you alone. Please drop the restraining order. I'll leave you alone. No. If they're talking to you, telling you to drop it, then this breaking the order. Yeah, if you want them to leave you alone, sometimes you have to force them to leave you the hell alone. Sometimes you have to change the lock. Sometimes you have to take a stand, y'all. Because if you don't, they're just going to try to keep, they're going to keep doing things. They're going to keep popping up at your house. They're going to keep calling your phone. They're going to keep messaging you on social media. They're going to keep emailing you. They're going to keep popping up at your work. They're going to follow you. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to force them to leave you alone. You might have to get them locked up. Put them in put them in a clink. Put them in a clink for a little while. That'll help them calm down. Sometimes it'll make them angry. You never cared about me. You gonna get me locked up? You really never cared about me, did you? You never cared about me. Because if you cared about me, you'd have never got me locked up. You'd have never got me locked up. If you cared about me, if you gave a damn about me, you'd have never did that. Blah, 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 blah. That's how it goes right there, y'all. So that's what I'm just saying. Sometimes you have to force them to leave you the hell alone in that situation right there. Because they want to win. There's a lot of narcissists that think you belong to them, right? They think you belong to them. So if you're cutting me off, if you are forcing me to leave you alone, if you're calling the police, if you're changing the locks, if you're doing all of this stuff right here, that takes away the narcissistic supply as well. But it also shows me that you might actually be done. It actually shows me that you might actually be done. So you want them to leave you alone. You have to, sometimes you have to do it by force. You have to do it by force. And like I said, last but not least, the last way I would talk about today is to absolutely go no contact. Because narcissists want to exhaust you. Going no contact, cutting off access to you, cutting off any form of communication to you, if possible. I know everybody's situation is different. Some people have kids. You have to talk through parenting apps or intermediaries or whatever. Going no contact can't get them to leave you alone. And the main reason behind that is because they want access to you. Cutting off that access, cutting off that contact can drive them crazy, and it can make it become obsessive. So sometimes you have to use a combination of all three. You got to go no contact, force them to leave you alone, expose them, and then cut off the narcissistic supply. So you're doing all three at once in a lot of these spaces, right? But like I said, going no contact helps you heal, and it sends a message to them that you might be done. It doesn't, again, y'all, it doesn't work on every single narcissist. Some narcissists, when you go no contact with them, they become more obsessive. They think you're with somebody else. That's where the mind goes. You must be with somebody else. how you, you know, how you have this going on. You must be with somebody. You have to be with somebody else. The only reason you don't want to be with me is because you have someone else. You must be with somebody else. Like, going no contact can help you out. But like I said, and I'll tell you this right here as well, with going no contact means you, not only you going no contact, it means your friends and family going no contact as well, right? It means you telling your friends, hey, don't tell me what they have going online. Don't share messages from them to me. I don't want to hear about them. I don't want anything else to do with them. I'm done with them. It's over. Don't be a third party. Don't be a flying monkey bat. You know, sometimes you have to set boundaries with your friends as well, because going no contact, you might sometimes and be realistic, when you go no contact, some people are going to choose to be friends and stay connected to the narcissist, right? So you have to decide whether or not you want to stay connected to that person who is refusing to leave that narcissistic person alone, right? You have to decide that in your own mind. You're like, well, I gotta, you know, it's tough because you might have to lose some good friends, right? It's tough in these situations and whatnot. So you have to decide what comes next for you. You have to empower yourself. You have to stay as strong as you possibly can. You know, staying strong, staying in power, it helps, y'all. It really, really does help. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. You know, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental health is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.